Hey, welcome to another Dime Breed discussion. I'm your host, Lewis Blaine Anderson. I'm so excited for this, man. Oh, man. We got a new setup. Well, it's the same setup, but just it's tuned differently. So now I have it set up so I'm going to be able to play Spotify music because I don't worry about getting paid. So if they can't pull it because the company that owns my podcast company is Spotify. So we're going to listen to my favorite kind of music and just talk shit, man. Like, it doesn't have to be serious. I mean, there's so many memories going through my head right now based off of the songs I'm hearing. Like, bro, I was living. I didn't have a lot, but I had memories, man, experiences. That's what counts. So, I mean, I think we're obviously going to have to address Ukraine today. I think I'm going to dip back into my, like, my childhood or my teenage years just a little bit. I want to definitely talk about my future and the ways I decide to go and the things I've decided to avoid. And then I think I'd like to talk about like looking within and like pulling energy and strength from within, you know. Right now it is 4 a.m. March 6, 2022. For those who find this years ahead or months ahead, I'm thinking about you. Literally, I do this not for me. Like, yeah, sometimes it's nice to get things off my head, but it's really just trying to get an unfiltered, unbiased perspective of the world. Because too many people anyone you're watching on TV is getting paid for it. I'm not getting paid for this. I don't care about getting paid. And I think I'm proving it by purposely sabotaging it getting revenue. So, you know, I feel like music has always been a large part of my life, and I want to enjoy it while I talk to you guys. I want you guys to feel those moments of being flashed back to what you were doing and where you were in life when you hear it. Maybe do a different theme, and then I can share the playlist with you guys. So I'll figure all that out. But yeah, how the hell are you doing? Everything I know, look, prices are up, right? Gas prices are up, food prices are up. It's expensive to do anything right now, right? So, I feel you guys. And I'm even gonna change the fader on the music so it doesn't quiet itself as much. Because it's all good. You hear me through it. So you should hear it go up a little bit. There we go. Okay, so let's just get the elephant in the room out of the way. Russia and Ukraine. Now, let me start by rubbing everyone the wrong way. Russia is doing nothing wrong if we're not wrong. Russia has no fault in what they're doing as a nation, unless we are just as responsible, but worse. Now let me explain. I love this song. When we invaded Iraq and Afghanistan and all those other countries in the Middle East after the Twin Towers fell, they knew, and it's on record, that they knew that there were no weapons of mass destruction. They were going in because of Saddam, and it was the perfect opportunity to invade. So they sold us terrorism. Oh, they're terrorists. There's clips. There's many, many clips online that show the news saying terrorists. How many times terrorists were said in a certain amount of time? They had Saudi Arabia passports. The guys on the supposed plane and the supposed passport that they found through the building that the plane crashed. They found it on the other side of the building, mind you. So there's more proof out there, in not in the actual report, but in like the congressional sessions and stuff like that, that were released, that show Saudi Arabia had more to do with it than the countries we fought 20 years in. Now, compile this. We fucked a lot of stuff up. We bombed a lot of weddings. We bombed schools. We're doing way worse. And then we had the full force of our military over there. So I'm not apologizing for what Putin's doing. I think it's wrong. I think there's only two options of how that ends, and I'll get to that. But I'm just saying, we as Americans, and Americans only, no one else has to feel bad about it, but we fucked up bad. But you know what the difference is between, now I'm going to say it. The difference between Ukrainian people and the people in the Middle East is one is brown and one is white. And I'm not trying to make this racial. I'm just saying, no one had a problem with us blowing the fuck up out of brown people. No one complained when Obama was drone striking like he was playing Call of Duty. No one gave a fuck in the masses. No one canceled America. No one stopped sending anything to America. No one stopped doing deals with America, and we were wrong. Admittedly, that's why we pulled out and left all that shit there. It was almost like a severance package of how fucked up everything was. Not to mention, this covers up all the bullshit we've done, because everyone's worried about this, but what about all those hundreds of thousands of people in Afghanistan and Iraq that helped us in the war that are left there to get killed and beheaded by the new government? They're seen as traitors. No one's talking about that anymore. So, Putin, unless we can condemn ourselves and take responsibility as a nation for what we did that was wrong recently. We're not trying to play that stupid slavery story. Oh, that's 430 years ago or how many years ago? Okay, fine. Let's put that aside. We don't have to talk about that. But let's talk about us judging Russia for doing exactly what we did. But ours was about greed. Mind you, NATO and Russia agreed that they would not continue to expand towards the Russian border. And they decided to continue to expand. So this is on NATO. This is on America for setting the example of what a superpower can do, what a country with nuclear weapons can do. We live by this do as I say, not as I do bullshit in politics. And that's why everything is fucked up. The nation's falling apart. The infrastructure sucks. Some places don't have clean water in a first world nation. We have extreme poverty, extreme homelessness, and no one is devising plans that are cost effective to get anything done. No one wants to put together plans that aren't theirs. So what I'm trying to say is, no one wants to stop their stupid ass idea. Say, wait, this guy has a better one. Let's all group up to this one guy and then figure it out. When you look at any kind of politicians doing anything, I mean, that's why I said, oh, that'll take an act of Congress to get done. You ever hear that expression by your mom or your parents, your grandpa, anything like that? Well, yeah, it's because nothing gets done. And it hasn't, but they get pay raises. Do you know California's homeless problem is because each person out of that budget to help homeless people is making like 250 grand a year? In a world where all they're doing is a safe needle program? When they make a deal with the needle provider, buy in bulk, and they get a discount? It's crazy. Look at that ad. Their ad is ruining it right now, but I don't have Spotify Premium on this account because I made a new account for it, and I have to do that, so we're going to have to listen to that, or I can mute it real quick. That's something I do need to do. I need to write that down, because otherwise I'm going to forget. Oh, wait, hold on. Oops, that's not good. I can't do that. I'm getting a little sidetracked, but I'm about to pop this music back on real quick. I know, man, the skating station was popping in Tacoma. Woo! Right across from the marketplace. This song used to hit. But look, here's the problem for real. We cannot continue to blame people and make people look evil while we just did it, okay? We have to come clean. We need to wash our hands. We need to wash their hands. We need to figure out what he's obviously unhinged. The intelligence agencies right now are trying to scale every mountain there is in Russia, not figuratively, or figuratively, to figure out if he is still sane, whether he is still attached to reality. Now, people in that position that can become super paranoid after having a lot of power, can have manic episodes, bipolar episodes. They can have psychotic breaks, which is, it all leads to the same thing. It all does. Like, every time you have a snap, you snap usually all in the same direction, just based on your personality. I mean, psychosis is a bitch. It's literally like you're dreaming while you're awake. Have you ever noticed in your dreams how, like, you create the buildings, you create the clothes you're wearing, you create all the colors, you create the cars? That's your brain doing that in dream state. Psychosis is pretty much you being awake and you not having the veil of sleep, but it's not happening. So he very well could be losing his fucking mind like Hitler was. He's KGB, so I don't imagine him doing drugs. But I imagine him becoming ill, because it's known that he has MS. So he could be on borrowed time, and he's trying to do as much as he can for Russia before he passes away or becomes unable to rule. So he's going to get drastic, and he has his finger on the button. And say he takes all of Ukraine and he gets that land. No, you can never go back from that. I mean, the bloodshed of the civilians is bad. Our military is mobilizing right now, doing exercises and training, to my knowledge. Getting ready for World War III. Do you know the first World War was because of Franz Ferdinand? I might have to double check that name exactly, but a man was assassinated in France, to my knowledge. And I'll have to fact check that, but I think it was Franz Ferdinand. Yes, he was assassinated, and that sparked that one event. Like, World War III didn't break out right after his death, but that event sparked other events, and then those events created World War III, or World War I. We all know what happened in World War II. That was fucking nuts. But the thing is, this one, I don't know if it can be avoided or not. The real only question people are asking is there going to be nukes or not? The good thing is, this song goes so hard. But the real question is, do you live in an area where a nuke is going to affect you? So nukes have blast radiuses. There are going to be people who survive in complete states that might survive, but it's, do they have everything they need to sustain in that state? Because, like, there's a lot of, okay, let's take California's going to get nuked. LA will get nuked. So everything in that, you know, say a 200 mile radius is vaporized, not vaporized, but destroyed and then fallout from the bomb. Most of the cows and stuff like that in agriculture from California is northern. So as long as that nuclear gas or nuclear dust doesn't move forward and then contaminate all the food and all the cows, then we still have a food source in the nation, or whoever California distributes to. The avocados, everything that comes out of California. So I'm trying to make a point. I hope you get it. If your state is like Washington would be fine. They might nuke Seattle, but everything's grown on this side, on the east side anyway. A lot in Yakima, central Washington, Ellensburg, there's a lot of farmland. There's tons of cattle towards Othello and Ephrata. There'll be plenty of, but realistically you need shelter and food and warmth and a little bit of entertainment to stay alive, and water, obviously. So, I mean, honestly, this is a warning. I love everyone. I try to. I'm really trying to, keep my blessings coming. I mean, I'm a very blessed man. I've been through a lot. Look death in the face and not understand why I'm still here. You know, so this is all house money I'm playing with right now. In my eyes, truly, truly, my life ended already. And I was given a gift. Snoop Dogg talks about this exact same thing. So that's how I know this is real. Like, it's attached to something way higher than I know anything about at a high level, you know. But what I'm saying is, prepare for things. I mean, prepare for, like, gas is going to start going up. I know a lot of people don't make a lot of money to where they can just store things. But, you know, the main things, get maybe a couple jugs of water, last you a couple days. You know, maybe have a couple gas cans full in case you have to get out of a certain area. And this is for everyone who lives in a metropolitan or a city. You know, Detroit, New York City, Washington, D.C., Miami, all the places, because I believe America has a great anti-missile defense system. I believe Elon Musk is probably developing something right now that will have the same thing that might let him fall out of the air or get blown up in the air. But that shouldn't stop you just from being prepared. It's going to be chaotic. It's going to be a mental jamboree. I don't see how this can de-escalate. I mean, it could. It very well could. And I'm praying for it so everyone can get back to business as usual as fast as they can. There's a lot of people who their lives are going to be changed forever, but they can recover. And, you know, Russia pay for the damages that were done, you know, rebuild some of those buildings and help these families that lost loved ones that can't ever replace them. You know, that's... You know, we're in such trying times. Everything going on. I mean, we've had an elite pedophile ring. We've had a pandemic, not to mention the fires in Australia. We're dealing with climate change. We're dealing with a very, very fragile economy. We're dealing with the leadership of our country being lackluster and not knowing what they're doing, not making anyone feel safe or assured. We're dealing with inflation that hasn't been seen since the Great Depression. We're working with struggle of faith, struggle of self, mental health. Stand up out of your fucking seat or scream for me for mental health right now. Like, come on. We are supposed to be the greatest nation, but we don't give a fuck about people's actual feelings. Everyone has to mask themselves and create this character to defend themselves because our mental health isn't cared for at all. And it's not taught. Nothing's taught. They're not teaching us to be successful humans. They're teaching us to be workers and spenders. And it's so sad. Like, I understand that the economy, you know, what bothers me the most is the economy used to run because it was exporting our goods to other countries. We would make things and send them out like China's doing. But it's like we got tired and passed off the buck to them, thinking that we would always have control, that we would always have access. And it's just not true. Hey, this song goes hard. I think we should just let it rest right here for a second. What the fuck happened to the Yin Yang Twins? Like, what? I wonder what they're doing right now. It's 4:20 a.m. What are the Yin Yang Twins doing? Hey, I'm also looking for a dime. For sure. I need a wife, dude. Honestly, like, I want to do this. Like, so we're going to kind of get into my life now. I'm done talking about Ukraine. Look, let me close it out. Russia is either going to kill Putin from within. Somehow they could maybe make an agreement and everything go back to normal and he recede his army, which I don't think is going to happen. Or we go to World War III. And that's where we leave it. Let's talk about me now. It's a great... Want to talk about me? What country song is that? Who sings that? Someone send me a message. Let me sing that. I can Google it, but... It's a listener interaction time. How do you know what was the deal like that long ago? Facts. Okay, but seriously, I need a wife, dude. And it's just crazy because I'm way better in person, I think, when it comes to like the whole dating thing or the like getting to know someone thing. because I work off energy so well, like I always have. I think it's why I always got promoted and I always had like a fast track, because I could just work off the energy around me, and like I knew how to, you know, I could read the room. And it's harder on these apps because these people have all been damaged. Someone's been ghosted. Someone's been, you know, like used for a week and then dropped, and you don't know who to trust. You don't, you know, it's just a bunch of bullshit. And I get it. Like, it is what it is. I got to deal with it in this world. I mean, to meet pretty much anyone. I'm ready for the damn farmer's market, yo. The farmer's market got to start back up because there's hella people there. Maybe I'll meet someone, just friends, you know, meet friends. And then go from there, you know, because now that I've been in solitude, I've done as much self-work as I can do alone. You know, that's why monks eventually leave the temple and then they build off of that from there. You get your training, you get your center, you become your highest self that you can solo, and then you get challenged in the world to make sure that you are that person. And then you can grow and give lessons from that point on. You know, I've always believed violence is the last answer. I mean, there's times, you know, when I was younger at parties and stuff, I'd get in fights and, you know, do stupid stuff. But like, as I got older, it's like, it's about protecting yourself at the very last moment. And even sometimes you can be in self-defense and they believe someone else's story over yours. And that's just the truth. It happens. Like, you know, I'm not going to get into it, but it happened to me. And it is what it is. I can't change it. What's done is done. It's in the books. You know, why complain about it? You know, I'm still alive. I'm cool. And now, damn, this thing goes so hard. I mean, it's just like, it's a blessing in my eyes now. I mean, it's a whole different perspective I have that others don't. So, but you know, I really think a woman in my life would ground me and really help me decide what I want to do. Because I've decided... Hold up. Will you stay? I remember when this song hit. I had the the Virgin Mobile Pearl. And me and my friends would have ringtone battles. Literally, you would have to like record a clip of the song and then save it to the thing. And we would literally go back to back to back, like who had the best ringtone with a group of people. It was a wild thing. Shout out Jamal, Roy, and Jeff. I hope they listen to this one day. We went hard. Yeah, like I wanna race. That's it. I wanna build cars. I wanna design car parts. I can't tell the manufacturer yet. I mean, a lot of you or anyone that knows me would know the manufacturer. I'm hoping to eventually get a manufacturer backing, because this manufacturer has never won a Le Mans in their chassis. So, I mean, I'm talking about really doing it, really getting deep in the suspension, really breaking out my highest level of skill, taking my time, doing a lot of stuff in 3D, do a lot of 3D printing, a lot of parts manufacturing. I have a hookup in Vietnam that can make everything for me. And I'm gonna have to shout him out. I'm gonna get his profile. So, I mean, I've been just doing a lot of groundwork, like, you know, on top of designing. I finally finalized my house and shop design. I'm going real small, real quaint, nothing crazy. So then that way I'm planning on making some big moves I'm gonna talk about later, you know, out of state. So I just got some priorities to take care of first, which is why the house is getting built, and the garage will be built. It's not gonna be huge. It'll be big enough for me to do everything I need to do right now, and then I still have plenty of land to expand on. So I'm trying to save my money for this move out of state, and you know, cop some stuff out of state, and then be close to a major racetrack. So that's a little taste for you guys in my personal life. Like, I got a recovering a chassis that I built That was known to be lost, and we're getting that back, so that's exciting. I don't know, I have some ideas for a power plant, different engine, different transmission than people would expect in the car to kind of shake things up for people. I like when people appreciate the tenacity of doing something different, so that's what we're doing there. Let's see. You know, shit, Mom's been doing good. Anyone who cares about Mom Dukes, I'm trying to get her on for a podcast. She's being reluctant to come on the pod. I don't know why. Her episode is up there. Everyone loved the episode, and now we can talk at such a different level. You know, I'm in such a different headspace than I have been before. Like, it's been crazy, man. I feel finally normal. I feel back to normal. And it's hard to grasp, to be honest. You know, I feel relaxed. I feel, you know, safe. I'm content with what has gone on and what I've been a part of and what I'm moving on from. You know, like, it's not easy, but it is what it is. And it sounds so dismissive when people say, oh my God, that's sick. It sounds so dismissive when people say that, you know, it is what it is. Oh my God, this song goes hard. Hold on, we gotta appreciate the Neo and Plies. Nigga, need to stop whispering in the mic like that. I dedicate this song to my future wife. I don't know who you are. I don't know what you're doing right now. I hope you're sleeping and you have a normal sleep schedule, but... Hey. Honestly, though, my celebrity crush game is crazy right now. Oh my God, bro. Why? It's not even that they're celebrities. It's not that they're famous. It's just like they're accessible because they've been seen. Like, there's probably many girls who have the same vibe and the same looks, but it's just like, where are you? Like, shoot a flare. I'll come get you. But right now, I'm telling you, like, you can ask any girl. If I can have any girl get married to have any girl, because it's not about sex for you, because sex is honestly... It's lackluster without everything else. Meaningless sex, I mean, when you grow up and you realize, like, how dumb it is to put so much value on something that doesn't even last that long, it'd be stupid. But honestly, Hannah Bryan, hands down. And I'm not going to say anything more than that. You can Google her or try to find her, but I'm not even going to use her tag name for this reason. But I'm putting it out in the universe. I would so much love to just run into her, like, and it doesn't have to be nothing crazy, but like, you know, like a 30 second conversation. I want to feel that. I want to feel that vibe in person. And if it's it, I'd do anything. The thing is, we don't have long here. I'm almost 30. You think 40 years last long when you're hustling and you're bustling? You lose so much time just chasing your dream. So that's why you got to chase your dream with your person next to you. You chase her dreams. You chase his dreams. Whatever your situation is. It's a team effort. It can't be me, 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 me. It can't be all about you. You gotta miss a race to make sure you're at her event. She has to turn down hanging out with her family to support you. She's turning down sleep to be up with you, looking up stuff for you. Like, it is such a, like, it's cohesive. Everyone looks at each other like, what do you look like right now? What's your sex like? How fun are you? When things aren't fun, you have to make sure you can rely on that person. I feel like people, their value is so skewed by what's going on in media and social media, especially Instagram, and these movies showing you, like, this is what love is, or this is what love is. And love is personal. It is just like the Bible. But every time someone reads the Bible, it's different. Some people can read the Bible and pull one thing out. Some people read the Bible and another thing. It's because perspective is reality. Perspective is reality. No matter what, How someone views something isn't going to change unless you can convince them. You can mold that mind to have another ridge of your way of thinking. And we have to be okay with that. There's people, okay, the anti-gun people can't understand why people need guns. But that is their vision. That is their life experience. Everything they've been through leads them. Oh my God, another one. This song goes so hard. I love this playlist. I'm so excited. But the thing is, people don't know how to break out of self. You are not what you believe. Round and round. You're not what you believe. You are not your ideas. Separate yourself from your ideas. You know, separate yourself from what you think is, it's not you. Music was so much better back in the day. Oh my God. And that's my perspective. I think the golden era of almost everything is over. There's a couple of new technologies that, what's gonna be the next internet, guys? You think NFTs, really? No, it's not the next. It's not revolutionary. It's a alternative. What is gonna break the world like the way the internet did? I have a few guesses. I think it's integration with technology. I think that's going to be integrating humans with technology, making more form-fitted advancements. It's going to be odd. You know, otherwise everything's going to go to hell from here. But the one thing is, all I know is we have to take care of each other. We are here on this planet. And if we could work together, can you imagine? Look at what some nations have done alone. It's insane what people can do by themselves. If you want to go fast, go alone. If you want to go far, go together. African proverb. We got to start anchoring ourselves to something that's important. You know, I think a lot of people live, they go to work, they come home, they party, they see friends, they do laundry, they do all this regular stuff. But it's like, what are you dreaming about? What'd you do as a kid? When you were 13, when you were 7, when you were 4, when you were 6, what did you want to do with your life? Who did you want to be? You know what's crazy? I wanted to be a pilot until I found out I was super fat and I was colorblind. And no one could figure out why I was fat. And I was just too big. And I have flat feet, so I couldn't go to the military. I couldn't be a fighter pilot. That's what I really wanted to do. I wanted to be a fighter pilot or an astronaut. I wanted to fly. That's all I knew, is I wanted to fly. And
we love our new apartment.
You know, hey, ad, open floor plan. You're not welcome here right now. Jeez. I wanted to fly, and I wanted to fly fast. I wanted to, and I don't know why. You know, I had like a space camp when I was a kid. And I think that really affected me. And just really seeing like a jet, like a Top Gun, really sank in. And just air superiority has always been a thing in my mind. It's like eagles and falcons and, all these birds just can soar and go where they want. It tied freedom to me. You know, it made me think of freedom. And I've just always wanted to be a pilot. And then I grew up a little bit and I realized that wasn't really possible with the current vessels. So then I started saying, well, shit, hell, I'm going to be a lawyer. I love debating. I love arguing. I love making points and letting people simmer in them, looking at their face when they're trying to figure things out, right? But then I figured out 85% of your time as a lawyer is spent in the office and 15% of your time is in the courtroom. And I was just like, I can't do that. I want to be fighting cases. Like, and I know I didn't understand how much prep and litigation weight was behind it. Like, there's so many files, there's different laws, there's precedents, there's all kinds of stuff that you have to know, and a team you have to build, you know, a firm to back you, or going out solo. It's like, I realized it's not what I want to do, and then I found cars, you know. My dad died, and then, he just left me this talent that I didn't know was there. You know, I hated getting dirty. You know, I loved things that moved. I loved how machines work, but I didn't understand yet. So, you know, my middle brother got me into cars. You know, I remember him switching my intake manifold on my Camaro because I didn't know how. And, you know, just the fact that he could do it and I couldn't. Like, this is what I was born to do. Like, my mom had been a mechanic at one time. My dad owned a shop at one time. And it's just like, you know, this is me. This is what I need to do. And I just worked at it and worked at it. And my bus driver actually had a derby car. So we would go, he would drop us off. And then on the bus, because I was on his route, obviously, he's my bus driver. And then he'd come back and pick me up, and me and my brother up, and we'd go over there and build derby cars. And he'd pay us in, like, you know, a little bit of cash, and then he'd give us parts and stuff like that if we needed them. And it just gave me the experience, you know? Like, his dad, Harold, really spent a lot of time with me when I was over there. He was always super cool. Rest in peace. And, I mean, that just means a lot. That such humble beginnings, you know? And then I became who I am now. I mean, I haven't been in the game for a while, but I'm about to come out swinging. I can guarantee that. You know, this time that people have been just either resting or they've been, you know, fucking off. I've been in the gym mentally. I'm so laser focused. It's crazy right now. Like, and I can't wait to just, instead of talking about it, be able to prove it. You know, I'm building my own house and my own shop just to do this. Like, I don't need a shop if, you know, I'm not in the game like that. Like, I wouldn't have to go ahead and spend the extra money and plan the extra concrete and all that kind of stuff to get it done. But I'm gonna finish what I started. I guarantee that. Just because things happen and a lot of bullshit came down and I never got to explain myself. I never got to protect my name or be able to argue my case, you know, that's okay, because I'm about to show people now. That's the whole thing is, you know, when you are hurt, whether it be mentally, physically, whatever, you gotta heal before you go back out there. Yeah. You gotta heal. You gotta put those bandages on. You gotta work that shit out and build it stronger than it was, and then make sure that you can't get hit the same way you did last time. You know. I just pray that everyone who's ever been anything like I have, betrayal, lies, the legal system, I mean, national, you know, federal shit. I really just pray that you guys bounce back. It there's so much more. They'll, you know, they can take everything, but you're still you. Just read Job. I challenge anyone who listens to this podcast to download a digital Bible. It doesn't care. I don't care which one it is. A newer translation would be best. I suggest jdub.org. That's the newest translation. It's the easiest to read. It's the smallest, like a little file for you to just download. Read Job and tell me that you can't make it if he did. Or if you know the story of Job, you know everything that happened to him, and he still stayed true. He didn't curse God or nothing. He just wanted answers. He wanted to know why. I've done everything. He was like, just kill me. I don't care. Just take my life. Just put me out of this misery. And he fucking pulled through everything and was rewarded for it. So you can never, never, ever count yourself out. Oh, it's, I mean, there's so much. But that's my future. I plan on investing my time and my energy in a race program. And I'm going to build it from scratch. I got plenty of time. I'm young. I got the skills. I stacked up some tools. You know, we're going to make it happen. And that's all that matters to me is racing. Going fast, building motors, building chassis, building rear ends, getting things right, tuning. I mean, I have all the certificates. I have everything I need, all the knowledge. So there's no reason why I shouldn't. We're going to make this happen. I promise. We're going to make this happen. So, it's Prophecy Racing Development is obviously my racing team. I can talk about this. I got CBD coming. I'm on, you know, a 10-acre farm. It's a farm. There's animals. There's plenty of land. It's time to grow some CBD, baby. I need something to help me out. I can't smoke. I can't drink. I don't smoke. I can't smoke weed, THC. I can't drink alcohol. And I don't chew tobacco or smoke it. So, it just works out perfect that CBD is available. And, you know, the seeds. The thing about, if you're willing to put in the work here in America, you can be comfortable. You might not be super rich, but the thing is, you lose so much being that rich. If you got liquid cash, if you got 100 grand liquid, you're not doing bad. If you got 50 or 500 grand liquid, you got a mil liquid, not tied up in stocks or in residuals. Come on now, you're living. You just can't be doing all this shit other people are doing. Do what you want to do. Figure out who you are. Where is your inner child at? What did they want? They were the smartest. Children are the most raw and the most honest. Find out what the fuck that is and jump after it. Because I got plans after the car thing. I'll tell you right now, my drone program that I designed, the personal drone program for the military that I designed, is going to go through. I guarantee that's my life's work. Cars is my hobby. That's how I keep saying.
Center of town, I knew.
That's how I keep saying is the cars. But my life's work will be those drones. And there's already personal drones flying around. It's not hard. It's just money. And to make money, you have to work. And that's just, I have to be, you know, put yourself in the position to win. As always, you know, not buying crazy shit. I don't like, I'm really not materialistic. Never have been. I like specific things that are nice. But that's all good. But, you know, I'm happy with the way things are going and the speed that they're going. It's a little slow right now because winter is working its way out. We're finally getting snow melting. The mud is horrible. Horrible. So funny. But yeah. Real soon here, I'll have, when the roads are good enough, you know, equipment can be delivered and the ground can start being worked. You know, getting flattened out for the area. I'm putting the house in the shop. And then just ordering and getting the deliveries here, because there's just no way to transport it with like a regular size vehicle. I mean, we're buying a pallet of stuff and a bunch of stuff. It's just easier for one run. So, you know, it's going to be cool. I hope one day I can have a little shindig here. I mean, in where I'm living in the back, there's so much room. I mean, acres and acres and acres. And it goes all the way up the hill, or up the mountain, I guess. And I'd love to. Man, I want to do a concert here so bad, like a legit ass concert. If like the car situation wasn't so weird, oh my god, that'd be sick. Like if we can have people park somewhere and then bus them in and bus them out, that'd be fucking amazing. But yeah, I mean, I really lost some momentum after like really trying to inspire people to trust themselves, to love themselves, and to work on themselves. And everyone's like, oh, blah, blah, blah. It's so like, And so the market is so flooded with people telling you what to do or what not to do. It's like, you just got to figure out what works for you, whatever your church is, you know. It could be listening to meditation music. It could be listening to music. It could be writing. It could be running or jogging or whatever. It doesn't matter. Just find what that thing is that soothes you, that gives you that boost, and then go after it. Mine is planning. I like to, you know, I like to make sure things are in order. I like to see the future in a way, you know, make algorithms in my head about how things are going to lay out, you know, and that's, I just feel prepared. Like, so at least if things do go sideways, I'll have the tools I need. But with that, it's been another episode of Dying Breed Discussions. I'm your host, Lewis Blaine Anderson. Thank you so much for listening. Please like this on whatever platform you are and share it with a friend. And leave me a comment. Send me a message if you want to talk about something or have me talk about something specifically. Thanks for listening. Hug your mom. Call your parents. Love a relative. Bye.